Tumeanza. So thank you so much Pastor, yes, for just allowing us to talk, and I'll just give you time to introduce yourself and probably tell me about your community.
So my name is Pastor Dan Ochieng. I'm a born again Christian and I'm doing the ministry in this community of Manyatta. So Manyatta is in Kisumu County. Manyatta is in Rabuor Division, and we are working here within this community to serve God with the gospel. So it has been good. It's a Islamic area, but we have been serving here, although we have experienced a lot of problems and lacking within our community of Manyatta. But I want to thank God because the community around has come to know God, and most of them are in within the poverty level. Although they believe God and trust in God, and they are doing well in the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. And tell me about yourself. As a pastor, do you do anything else?
Yeah, as a pastor, since there's a lot of lacking in our community, so we cannot only depend on church, because church is not giving enough that can sustain pastor and the family. So I myself, I'm a mechanic by profession also. So sometimes, most of the time, I do go to work and I serve the ministry part-time. Okay. Not full time.
Okay. Yeah. So how did you become a pastor? Maybe I could just want to know. How did you become a pastor?
So I became a pastor. First of all, my mom was born again Christian, and they used to take us to church. So during that time, I used to see how men of God are serving God, and I was so interested in that. So I was fearing, because I knew that being born again is being pure before the Lord. So as a youth, by then, I was fearing, knowing that I cannot keep all the commandments of the Lord. But when I came at age after marriage, so I realized there was a force in me, which was forcing me to serve God. So I got born again, and I became interested in serving God. So before I became a pastor, I received a call from the Lord. The Lord showed me a vision. So when I explained this vision to my pastor, he told me, now the Lord is calling you to serve him as a pastor. Okay. So that is how I became a pastor.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah. And you mentioned that you're not in full-time ministry.
Yes.
You're in part-time, partial ministry.
Yes.
But how would you say full-time ministry, how does it look like in this community? If you say you're a full-time ministry minister in Manyatta, what does it mean?
Yeah, full-time ministry in our community, as I said before, we are in a Islamic estate where people are living under poverty level. So sometimes it is not easy. It is very, very difficult to serve as a full-time minister, because that will mean that you depend only on church to help you in your social needs. So it becomes so challenging. Sometimes you lack and you want. Sometimes you think that you can get and you lack, you don't get. So it is very difficult. Although we have some guys, some pastors who volunteer to serve as a full-time ministers, but they are passing through a lot, lack and want, and so many lackings in their life. So that is what it means in our community. Although they are giving support, but the support is not enough.
Now, you know about Life in Abundance.
Yes.
Okay? And the work that we are doing with the churches here in Manyatta. So what would you say this partnership to you as a pastor and with your church? What will this partnership, what has this partnership brought to you? What does it mean to you?
Yeah, this partnership has meant a lot of things to me as a pastor in this community. First of all, since we met the LIA, Life in Abundance, so there's some areas that we could not do as pastors or as church individually. But when Life in Abundance came, it helped us ease. It gave us some ease to work very easily within the community. Like sometimes you can gather some meetings They trained us on how to work in a community.
Okay.
They train also our church members to become chair. So this chair can easily identify, they can walk and identify preaching the gospel within the community and identify the lacking within the community.
Mm.
So when they identify one, it will give us easy time as a church to go there and see what is lacking in a specific home or in a specific individual so that we can easily reach them. Secondly, they have given us a lot of support within the community. Sometimes they gather some good items we give to the community who are lacking. And even things like running club has put our children together. They can socialize together and do the activities together. And this has brought many parents to our churches, them who are not coming to church.
Okay.
So it has given us a good picture within the community since our partnership with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And lastly, what will be your encouragement to the entire LIA family? What will you say to somebody who will listen to you or who will read your story and even to the entire LIA family? What will be encouragement?
To the entire LIA family, I would like to tell them that they are doing a good job. It is so fantastic. And I will encourage them just to do it to many communities, not only in Manyata, but let the entire community within Kenya and other parts of the world know what they are doing, because it is so encouraging, it is so good, and it is bringing people together. And I would like to encourage them that they should continue with this good work, and I'm sure the Lord will reward them, because what I can remember, since LIA came to our community, they gathered all the pastors, the pastors to come together as a one family. So we don't work individually as a church, but we are they brought partnership within churches. So now we have a bigger voice than we had before. So this is what I will encourage the LIA family to help us, not only in Manyata, but to other parts of the world, or to Kenya at large also.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor, for your time.
Yes.
And may the Lord bless you.
Same.
Amen.
Amen.